since the right side of the equation was just a constant 30, then we can assume a particular solution of the form some constant, call it A. And of course, it's easy to find the first and second derivative of that because they're both zero. So our only option is A equals 30 over 2500 or 0.012 for fans of decimals. Then we can write the equation as Q equals C1 e to the negative 50t plus C2 times t times e to the negative 50t plus 0.012.